It's me again, Hank the Cow Dog. It was your normal, average, run-of-the-mill spring afternoon on the ranch until Drover brought the news that Sally Mae's baby was being attacked by a giant rattlesnake. And suddenly it became unnormal, unaverage, and unrun-of-the-mill. I was up by the chicken house, as I recall, taking testimony from J.T. Cluck, the head rooster. He had reported strange sounds in the night. I'd gone up to check it out. All right, J.T., start at the beginning and tell me the whole story.
You want the whole story?
He had a speech impediment. Whatever you call it when a guy whistles his S's. Speech impediment. That's correct. And remember, tiny details are often the most important. And try not to whistle.
All right, Hank. This thing has me worried. Elsa says I worry too much. Only last week she told me...
Wait a minute. Is that the beginning? He stared at me and blinked his eyes.
Oh, you want me to start at the beginning, you say?
Let's try it that way and see how it works.
All right.
He rolled his right wing around in its socket. I took careful note of the movement, knowing that it might turn out to be an important clue.
Dernwing's been giving me fits.
Hold up. Was it bothering you before you heard the strange sound in the night or after?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Strange noise in the night.
Oh, that. No, has nothing to do with it. This sore wing's been coming on for 6 months, maybe a year. Elsa says...
Let's get on with the story.
Okay, here we go.
He closed his eyes and concentrated. Then the eyes popped open. He glanced over his shoulder, leaned toward me, and whispered,
"You know what bothers me most about the whole darn thing?"
"What?"
"What bothers me most about this whole thing is the way these darn kids act. If you ask me, we've raised up a whole generation of ungrateful chickens that don't know manners. And you want to know what else I think?"
"No." His beak froze open.
"Huh?"
"No, I didn't come up here to hear your latest sermon. Just give me the facts about the strange noise in the night."
"Oh.